I think at least two important issues will be discussed. One is the current situation of the former president, because I think both ECOWAS and the UN have now accepted the idea that he's no longer the president. But the question is, will he be free, as himself has requested, or will he resign, as demanded by the junta? So I think ECOWAS went to see him, talked to him. ECOWAS knows now what he's requesting. And ECOWAS know the position of the junta. Now they may come and decide on what needs to be done. And I foresee the situation where they will say they should release unconditionally President Alpha Conde. And now up to him to stay in Guinea or to go out of Guinea. But I don't know what will be now the response of the junta, because even today we heard that the junta is now of the view that he needs to have a position which was in line with ECOWAS norms and principles.
The Ghanaian foreign minister was quoted in an article as saying that ECOWAS will consider how it could put pressure on the military junta to return Guinea to constitutional rule. Considering that the junta has been meeting with a cross-section of Guineans, do you think the word pressure is the right solution?
Well, it depends on what we understand by pressure. I think what, if I understand well, what the minister is saying, is that we need to hear from the junta what is the roadmap. Because up to now, the junta has not moved in explaining what they are going to do. The only thing that they've done now is just to say we are listening to people. And after that, even they ask people after the meeting to send proposal. They didn't put any time frame on what they are doing so far. So I think it's really important for ECOWAS to know what is the time frame. Is it 1 year? Is it 2 years, as proposed by many participants to the meeting organized by the junta? And we need to know what will be done during that period. Is it a new constitution, a referendum? What are the other aspects of the transition? All that needs to be known. And I think that's what the pressure means, to force the junta to outline the different steps to be taken until the end of the transition.
Some Guineans that we have spoken with seem to be concerned about this pressure, because they say if you pressure the military junta and they come out with something that does not solve the problem, there could be further problems along the line.
It's true that lesson needs to be learned from the other experiences that we had in West Africa after the different coup from Guinea-Bissau, from Mali.
The last time you were on this program, you alluded to the fact that ECOWAS may have to revisit the idea of leaders changing their country's constitution to stay in power. The Ghanaian foreign minister made reference to this when asked by saying that there is a need to amend ECOWAS charter to deal with presidents changing their country's constitutions to stay in power. Your comment?
Yes, that's true, because this is not a new issue within ECOWAS. You know, President Buhari raised the issue 2 years ago during an ECOWAS summit in January 2019, if I'm not mistaken, asking the commission to prepare a document which will be the basis for the decision to be made by ECOWAS. Unfortunately, COVID-19 came and they didn't discuss it. But now that openly other countries are supporting Buhari's idea, and now that we know the consequences of the third term in countries, in Guinea-Conakry, more than 200 people lost their lives. There was destruction of everything. And now even the president was the victim of a coup. I think ECOWAS will need to revisit constitutional principles that are in the protocol, and to make it clear that people need to respect the constitution. When there is two term, it's two term. You cannot change the constitution and grant you another term. And if that is done, I think it will open a new era in the region.
Thank you so much again for your analysis, as usual. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome.